Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Ayin Test, Sanhedrin 79a, pagination is 157. Our Mishnah, among other cases of murder and whether capital punishment will be relevant, explores cases where the person intended to hit one person and ended up hitting a different person. Or, like the Mishnah begins, Niskaven la'arugesa behema v'arugesa adam. The person intended to hit an animal and ended up hitting a person and killing him. And we want to know if there is capital punishment level liability. Now, there are a variety of ways to understand this type of consideration. You have a case, for example, that the person saw the body in front of him, a different person than the one that actually got killed, or an animal. He saw the body in front of him and aimed for that body that was in front of him, and ended up hitting a different body. So, if he was intending to kill an animal, so we're saying there's no liability if he ended up killing a person. But if he ended up trying to kill one person, and he ended up killing a different person, one could argue, what's the difference? We warned you not to kill a person. You tried to kill this person. You ended up with this death blow killing a different person. Maybe they can take him to Beis Din and get him tried on murder, even though he ended up murdering somebody that he never intended to kill. That's certainly one approach. Like a mimon afshach. I mean, what's the difference? You killed. You intended to kill, you killed. So you killed this person instead of that person. For that, you're going to get off. There is another possibility, that the body that he hit and was warned not to hit the death blow to is indeed the one that he killed. But it turns out that it's not the one that he thought it was. He thought it was an animal, and he indeed killed that body that he was aiming for, but it turned out to be a person. And on that, the opening line of the Mishnah was that you're potter. But we need to explore that. What would happen regarding a person? He thought it was Reuven. It turns out to be Shimon. But the body that they warned him, don't kill this body, is indeed the body that he killed. That is a little bit more easy to understand why we would hold him liable. Because the first case, as nice as it was to argue mimon afshach, but he didn't kill the body that he intended to kill. So, to some degree, it was an accident. Over here, he definitely did kill the body. He just didn't happen to know the guy's social security number. He didn't know his name. He thought it was Reuven. Turns out it's Shimon. Another case. What would happen if a person is shooting randomly and he wants to kill somebody in that group and they warn him not to kill somebody in that group and he throws the rock or shoots the arrow, shoots a gun. But he doesn't know which person. He doesn't know. It's a random shooter. Is he liable for intentional murder of a person? Is there a specific person? Well, you don't need a specific person. The group is enough that he was warned, don't kill any one of those people. And that should be enough to hold him liable. So let's take a look at the Mishnah. We start about 13 lines from the top, in the middle of a line. He intended to kill the big one, or the old one, and the blow was sufficient to do so. V'ochalo al hakatan, but it ended up hitting the small one, the young one, umes, and the person died. Chayiv. There's definitely a case here that the Tanakhama holds is going to be chayiv, even though not all the information was clearly known as it ended up playing out, wasn't totally known to the person striking the blow. Rab Shimon says that we have much stricter rules and therefore lenient ruling in a certain case, because afilu niskaven laragezeva aragezeh, even if you intended to kill one and you killed a different one, putter, you're going to be absolved. Let's drop down in the Gemara to begin to explain what positions these two are actually taking. About 8 lines down, in the middle of a line, into the Gemara. Pishita, it's clear to us. Koi Reuven v'Shimon, if Reuven and Shimon are standing there, v'amar, and he said, Analu Reuven kamachavna, I'm intending to kill Reuven. L'Shimon lo kamachavna, and he's not intending to kill Shimon. Hainu peluktayu. That is the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, that the Tanakhama holds your chayiv for such a murder, and Reb Shimon says he didn't intend it for the person that he killed. Oma lachad minayu, if he said, for whichever one, mai, what's the halacha? Inami, or kasava Reuven v'nimtza Shimon, mai. He thought it was Reuven, and it turns out to be Shimon. What's the halacha? Meaning, in these cases, he intended to any one in the group, either or it's a case where he intended for that body, but it turns out to be a different person than the one he thought it was. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon would absolve, because there's a pasuk, v'orav lo v'kamalav, you ambushed the person and arose against him. Achi yischaven lo, the parameters that the pasuk set for capital punishment, according to Reb Shimon, are that there has to be a very clearly intended target where there's knowledge, like an ambush, where he intends to kill that particular person. The Rambam in Rotzeach and Shmiras Nefesh, Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, tells us at the end of the Halacha, Hazarik Evan Lesoch Edom Yisrael, a person who throws a rock into the midst of a group, Vaharad Echad Mehem, and he killed one of them, Potter mi misas bezdin, he's going to be potter from the earthly court capital punishment. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, because there's a hasro as sofik, there's a lack of clarity when we warn him what we're warning him about. Who shouldn't he kill? Likewise, the Kesef Mishnah holds in the opinion of the Rambam that if a person tried to punch one person and ended up punching a different person, even though the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, holds paskins like the Tanakhama, he still will be absolved, because that's a case of Asura Safik. You were not warned for the thing that you ended up doing. You ended up killing a different person. However, the Kesef Mishnah holds, the Gemara was telling us that the Tanakhama would say that if the person turned out to be a different person than the person you thought you were punching, in that case, Reb Shimon would say, hey, you didn't ambush the right person. Whereas the Tanakhama would say, you were warned not to kill this person because he's a human being, and it turned out that he is a human being. What's the difference to the Tanakhama if his name is Reuven or his name is Shimon? And that's precisely the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. If the person killed was indeed the body intended, but not the same person as you thought you were getting, according to Reb Shimon, there's a technicality. Va'orav lo v'kama lov, only the person you would ambush, you're intending to kill that person. Whereas the Tanakhama says that if you indeed inflicted the death blow on the body that you intended to inflict the death blow, then it makes no difference whether his name is Reuven or his name is Shimon. Either way, you did what you were warned not to do, and both in the warning and the intent, as well as, of course, in what actually happened, it all is a death blow to a person that you're liable for, and in such a case, the capital punishment would be relevant. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.